Good morning, Charlemagne.
Peace to the planet. It's Tuesday.
Yes, it's Tuesday.
There goes Angela Yee. Just got her face put on.
It's her face beat, is what they call it.
Oh, well, thank you.
By they, you mean the gays, right?
I don't know why they say...
Smooth all the gay people. Drop on a cool
box.
No, that's just makeup, but it says beat.
I like when gay people say it. It's not the same when women say it.
I don't understand why
when gay people say his or her face is beat to the gods.
I don't know why that's a good thing, too. It sounds weird, like you got your face beat.
I didn't make it up.
And then baking. Do you guys know what it is to bake? I learned that the other day.
Smoke weed?
No, when you get your makeup done, they put this like white powder in the hair, and then they leave it there for a while, and they call it baking.
No, I didn't know that
one. Never heard that one.
Well, good morning, Yeezy.
Well, good morning, DJ Envy.
How was your Monday night? Did you do anything fun, exciting, extravagant?
I spent all day yesterday cleaning my house because, first of all, there were a lot of people at my house over the weekend because I had like a birthday brunch. Mm-hmm. So some of my friends flew in. They stayed at my house.
All right.
And then I got a lot of gifts, by the way. Shout out to everybody who bought presents. So there was just bags and boxes all over.
Nice.
So I cleaned all that up. Then I had my masseuse come over yesterday.
Is it on Zeal? Something called Zeal I seen on TV the other day that you can click some website or some app called Zeal and some masseuse comes to the house?
No, this is somebody that one of my friends went
to. Who are you rich people, man?
Nah, it's inexpensive.
Who are you rich ass people?
It's supposed to be cheaper than the massage places.
Y'all got Uber masseuses now?
Yes.
Y'all are some rich ass people.
I haven't tried it. I was actually going to ask Yee because that seems like that's something Yee would do. So.
Black and bougie ass radio personality.
I never tried that, but this was a referral. My friend went to school. She went to school. She does like lashes and all of that. So she went to school with him and she said he's a great masseuse. You know, she uses him all the time. So it actually is cheaper than going to the spa.
Yeah.
And I was having like some back pains and everything, so I feel much better now.
You black and bougie ass people. My life isn't that extravagant. I was
at
home.
I thought you go to the massage parlor all the time.
Yeah, it's called Massage Envy. It's $40.
No, but they said it's actually
right.
It might be
it's a chain. It's like a Chick-fil-A of massage places.
It might be cheaper than that. I mean, I'm not mad at you. I go to Elements. Mine is about $49. You get an hour and a half massage. Don't it feel good though?
Yeah, I ain't been in a while actually.
They do it every month.
But I was doing nothing last night. I was watching CNN. But I got tired of hearing about Trump and Meryl Streep. I was watching the national championship game last night, but I got tired of hearing the Clemson because I'm a University of South Carolina Gamecock fan. And I was watching Love and Hip Hop, and I got tired of DJ Self, so I turned that off and just went to sleep.
What a night.
You were watching Love and Hip Hop?
Yeah, I did for a second. I tried to watch it because, of course, I love Remy and Pap, and I like Self and Cardi B, but... Self just annoys me on that show. Are we going to see Self today? I need to see Self.
I don't know. Just stuff that they argue about.
Oh,
it's just stupid.
God, I don't care.
Oh, you're not in the creep squad. I'm not in the creep squad.
You're not in the creep squad.
I'm in the creep squad.
Care.
I got money. I'm not in the creep squad.
Who cares about the creep squad?
I don't care. I don't care. I can't tell you how much I don't care. I can't tell you. And the fact of the matter is, DJ Self is doing so good in life.
Pray. He just seems
he is.
So
you don't have to. That show seems so beneath you. But you know what, though? Do your thing, dog. Mm. And stop letting him get your bald spot on TV. That's not a good
thing. He can't do nothing about that. It's just right in the middle.
Put that little black spray on it or something.
Black spray. I wear a hat.
And these are your friends.
Yeah,
DJ Self.
Yeah, shout out to DJ Self.
These are your
Self.
Friends.
And your mint game ain't what it was last year, Self. Break out the hamster skin, bro. I ain't seen a crazy mink from you all winter. I'm disappointed. I'm
waiting.
Well,
shout out to Self. He's over there gwinning.
Drop one of Clues Bombs with DJ Self.
Part of that creep squad.
Gwinning Entertainment.
Yeah. All right, well, let's get the show cracking. Will Packer will be joining us this morning.
Love Will Packer,
yeah,
man. Such a positive man and so successful at what he does.
Yeah, right. Producer, director, filmmaker extraordinaire, all the ride-alongs, Think Like a Man's, and now he's executive producing Being Mary Jane on BET. That starts tonight, don't it?
Tonight, yeah.
Yes, it does. Yeah, new season.
Yep, so we'll talk to
him
a little bit later.
She's going to be in New York, actually. So that's exciting.
Yeah. All right, well, let's get the show cracking. What are we talking in Front Page News?
I mean, we are going to talk about Donald Trump and some unprecedented things that are going to be happening thanks to Donald Trump. Also, one of your favorite things has shut down. We'll tell you what they've shut down.
All right, we'll get into all that when we come back. Here's Drake Controller. It's Breakfast Club. Come on. That was Drake Controller.
Again. I'm looking at the top 10 screams of the week. That ain't on there, by the way.
All right. Well, morning, everybody. It's DJ MV, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Let's get in some front page news. Now, in football, college football, Clemson beat Alabama for the national title 35-31.
Listen, you know I'm South Carolina all day, 803-843-864. So drop one of Clues Bomb to the Clemson Tigers. But I'm a University of South Carolina Gamecock fan. Okay? Yes.
All right, now let's talk about a cop killer. Did they catch him yet, Yee?
Well, they're looking for a man who is suspected of fatally shooting a police officer outside of a Walmart in Orlando. Hundreds of law enforcement officers are looking for this man. Now, another officer actually died while taking part in search for the gunman because his motorcycle collided with another vehicle. They are confident that they will find the man. There's a reward of up to $60,000 right now. The person that they are looking for is Markeith Lloyd. Markeith Lloyd is also wanted in the killing of a pregnant woman in December. What happened is somebody called and said that they saw Lloyd in the area outside of the Walmart. And there was a brief chase. They chased the suspect on foot, and that is when Lloyd actually shot and killed police officer Deborah Clayton, who was 42 years old.
So he shot a pregnant woman and killed the female police officer.
Right. He's wanted in the killing of a pregnant woman in December, and then when somebody said they saw him, he shot at the police officer and killed her.
Well, they
as
need
well.
To up that.
And then
bounty.
Another police officer got killed in a motorcycle collision while they were searching for Lloyd.
They need to up that bounty. At least double that bounty to about 120. I'll tell you where he at right now.
Let's talk about Donald Trump. He's hiring his own son-in-law now?
Yes, Donald Trump is expected to make Jared Kushner a White House senior advisor. Jared Kushner is married to his daughter, Ivanka. He has absolutely no governmental experience, and he also has been in talks with foreign leaders during the transition process, representing his own Kushner companies. A lot of people are feeling like this is clearly a conflict.
Why is it a conflict? Our president has no prior political experience. So
somebody got to have some experience somewhere.
Man,
come on.
Get a whole squad of people winging it. You know what I'm saying? Throw something against the wall, see if it sticks. Okay? That's all they're doing right now in the White House. Why not?
My goodness. All right. Well, that's front page news. Now, tell them why you're mad.
One more thing I just want to say about that. Another thing that's happening is Senator Cory Booker is going to testify against Republican Senator Jeff Sessions, and that is going to happen tomorrow. This is an unprecedented move during his attorney general confirmation. This has never happened before. A sitting senator is going to testify against another sitting senator because he has a very racist past and things that he said and done in the past. And according to Cory Booker, he said the immense powers of the attorney general combined with the deeply troubling views of this nominee is a call to conscience. He was actually Senator Sessions was denied a judgeship just because of racist remarks that he made. He called the NAACP and the ACLU un-American.
I'm not mad at Cory Booker for being fearless, but he's gonna get audited crazy. They gonna get him. They gonna make him pay for that one. But go ahead, Cory.
All right. Well, that's front page.
God is with you.
News. Tell them why you're mad. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, call us right now. Maybe you had a bad night, bad morning, whatever it may be. Phone lines are wide open. It's time for you to vent. 800-585-1051. Get your ass up. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Hey, yo, this is DMX. You know what makes me mad? When ask for the truth, but can't handle the truth. Right? Now tell them why you mad on the Breakfast Club, bitches.
Hello, who's this?
This is Jason from PA. Hey. From Lancaster, Pennsylvania.
Tell them why you mad, Jason.
Yo, I'm mad. Y'all play Drake every other song, man. Like, can we put some mixes, you know, mix it up a little bit more? I listen to y'all every day, every morning, because I drive for a living. And I'm getting so sick of hearing Drake every other song.
I mean, I'm sick of hearing it, too. I mean, I like to hear different Drake records. Like, I don't want to hear the same. I don't hear Control in One Dance and Work.
Exactly, yeah.
Over and over.
Mix it up a little bit. Can we do this?
Hey,
we can't do anything. That, right?
We don't pick the records, bro.
We don't play the
I only control the mix, bro.
Yo, man. Yo, I love y'all, though, man. All three of y'all, you know what I mean? I'll give y'all props. I listen to y'all every day.
Thank you,
I used to listen to other radio stations. I tune in y'all every day for that.
Thank you, bro. Appreciate that. Hello, who's this?
How you doing, man? My name's Alex.
Tell him why you're
mad. You know, yesterday you guys had that session about Charlamagne, his wife and them. They cheated on each other, but they're doing great now.
We did? Yeah, that's happened.
Mm-hmm.
My girl told me that my good friend of mine, right, they got it in when we had a break 2 years ago, and he threatened her that if apparently he didn't keep sending her pictures, and she keeps sending him pictures, she was going to send it to tell me. So, of course, trying to keep the family happy, she sent the pictures, and it turns out that that guy's girl snitched and told me everything, and now she's like, oh, it wasn't like that. I'll do whatever it takes to stay with you. That's why I'm mad.
Well, the truth of the matter is, man, you got to make up your mind whether you want to stay in that situation or not. Personally, me, I'd be out. Sound like you've been being lied to.
Hello, who's this?
What's up? This is Justin.
Hey, Justin, tell him why you mad.
Man, I'm mad because the white people at my job keep messing with me to try to make me lose my temper so they can get me fired.
Oh, sure.
They're trying to bait you.
What are they doing? Hiding your chicken lunch?
No, they ain't had my chicken lunch. They be like, they go in my locker, take stuff off. They try to bump into me. They run around and lie on me. They try to just... They're doing everything they can just to make me lose my temper, just to go off so I can get fired. I need help.
Why are you letting them treat you like that, sir? You a grown-ass man. I don't care if they're black, white, or green. You don't let nobody treat you like that. You don't got a mouth to speak up for yourself?
Well, if I were you, I would jack you.
Hold up. Woman, hold up. You said, nah, I do speak up for myself. But every time I speak up for myself, it's all about I turn into the angry black man. So they can
y'all got to get out your own heads and stop worrying about that. You know what I'm saying? You got to teach people how to treat you, sir.
Well, period. If I were you, I would document everything and try to get things in email form and all of that. Just make sure you document everything, just in case it turns into a situation later.
Good luck.
Why are y'all so scared of white people? Hello, who's this? Like, Jesus Christ.
Hello.
Hey, tell them why you're mad.
What's up, man? I just want to let you guys know you guys do an awesome job, and I live in Miami, and I'm going to let you guys know I'm Hispanic, and I just hate the way that all Hispanics here, they already been living here in Miami, they already have built what they got. You know what I mean? Speak about the fact of Hispanic people that are coming into this country, or new people that are coming in from other countries, or period. Most of them Cubans, the way that they speak about themselves, they're already here, they already got what they needed, and now whoever comes and needing what they needed before, now they don't care, and they talk about it like they're big Americans, and when they're doing things that they're not even supposed to be doing, things that the real Americans don't do, you know what I mean?
What are you saying? You want to build a wall?
Do I say that I want to build a wall? I know that's one of the things that could help, but
what?
I'm just basically speaking about myself. Let's say you were Latino, right? You came into this country, and this country give you all these things that now you have to give to your family and to support your life with. You know what I mean?
I thought that's what y'all come. I thought that's what you come to the country for.
I mean, so are you gonna be like that with somebody else that wants to build the same for their family and talk like, oh, leave them all out, kick them all out, throw them all out like they're dogs? You were in those shoes one day. Why are you gonna be like that? That gets me so mad, especially I hear from these Cubans, yo. They're like, oh, send all those Cubans back. Oh, you're not Cuban, right? You didn't get your papers that way, right?
I have no idea what you're talking about, but it sounds like you want to volunteer to go build the wall.
Sounds like you might have started already.
And the country doesn't give you anything. People have to come here and work for it.
Tell them why you're mad. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, call us now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Bryson Tiller with Exchange. Oh, morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club.
You could have played Bad and Bougie right there. Salute to the Migos. Dropping the clues bombs for the Migos, damn it. Number one song in the country now.
We don't decide the music. That's bigger than us.
We was playing Bad and Bougie yesterday during the show, and we got that email from corporate that said, stop playing Bad and Bougie. And then yesterday afternoon, Bad and Bougie shot the number one.
They did.
On the charts.
And I'm not going to lie, part of that is Donald Glover at the Golden Globe Awards. They said streams went up 234% after he shot it out.
That is true.
But let's not act like that record wasn't hot before.
That's why Donald Glover shouted it out. I was having this conversation with somebody yesterday. They was like, that's because Donald Glover. I'm like, why do you think Donald Glover shouted this song out? Because it was been the hottest record in the street.
Well, whoever you
Well, Quavo even shouted out Donald Glover.
Clearly not.
Donald Glover for shouting it out.
That's true.
The song was hot already, but that just brought a lot more awareness and made the streaming numbers go up crazy.
I was in Anguilla over the holidays, and they riding around playing Bad and Bougie like they in America. like the internet has flattened the world. The world is a very small place. It used to be 6 degrees of separation. Now it's probably two.
Goodness gracious.
Possibly one.
Well, we have Will Packer joining us next hour.
Yes.
Of course, producer extraordinaire.
He's Bad and Bougie. Except for his football team.
Yeah,
he's pretty much. Tampa Bay Buccaneers fan. As a matter of fact, he's the only Tampa Bay Buccaneers fan I know. I'm sure it's a lot of them. He's the only one I personally know. It's kind of like, you know, people who have HIV. I don't know any of those.
Okay.
Just like I don't know any Tampa Bay Buccaneers fans except for Will.
You don't know anybody who's HIV positive?
I don't, actually.
Me.
Do you? Exactly.
No.
I do.
Okay.
All right, well, rumors on the way?
Yes, we'll talk about a rapper who has managed to pay off his $3.5 million debt in back taxes. Also, y'all ruined some things for Vivica A. Fox. We'll tell you what happened on The Breakfast Club that has all kinds of issues now, that has caused all kinds of issues for her reality show.
All right, we'll get into all that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
It's DJ MV, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Now let's get to the rumors. Let's find out who paid off their $3 million debt to the IRS.
It's about time.
What's going on?
Rumor report, rumor report.
This is The Rumor Report.
Talk to him.
With Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
Well, Nas was on the hook for more than $3.5 million in back taxes. And guess what? He paid it all off. So
that's good.
Good for Nas.
Nas got a lot of great investments. Yeah.
Debt to have. He still does owe about $426,000 to the state of Georgia on income he earned back in 2007. But I'm assuming he got, if you can pay off $3.5 million.
Yeah, I'm sure Nasir got it. But I mean, there's nothing you can do with the IRS, okay? IRS is the gang that comes in with no gun and says, give me the money, put it in the bag, and you ain't got no choice.
They caught me twice. How about I paid them, then they said I owed it again, and I would try to fight it? And they took it again.
They got
to
stop scaring me, though. They be sending me these little letters, and you open them, and it be like $30, $100.
Pay it.
Well, you know I do, but it's just the principle.
They scare me all the time. They got my ass.
Yeah, you
got
to stay on top of your taxes. It's not a game.
Be ready to call and scream at somebody.
All right, Migos, Bad and Bougie is the number one song on Billboard, so congratulations.
Drop one of Clues Bomb for the Migos, damn it.
It's their first number one single. Both Congrats Migos and Lil Uzi Vert is their first number one single for them.
And Metro Boomin.
And Metro Boomin produced it.
Yeah, Metro Boomin as well. Now, the song was number two last week, but now it's number one, and they're saying it should be number one again next week, thanks to Donald Glover's shout-out, actually made the streaming of the song rise about 243%.
Wow.
Quavo took to his Twitter. He said, it's a blessing to be number one. Thanks to the fans, Migo Nation. Bad and Bougie, shout out Donald Glover for that powerful statement, 100 Migos.
I love the fact that Bad and Bougie replaced Black Beatles by Ray Shmurda, though. If you don't think hip-hop is alive right now,
definitely
something is wrong with you.
But Bad and Bougie been popping for a while. At least over a month, 2 months.
People always like to give credit to challenges. And yeah, of course, Donald Glover's shout out helped. But those records were already bubbling.
Mm-hmm.
A lot. That's why Donald Glover shouted it out.
Vivica A. Fox, she is under some fire over some comments that she made on The Breakfast Club. She was up here promoting her Black Magic TV show on Lifetime, which is her trying to put together this male review show,
mm-hmm.
Men of Color. And here's what she said.
Y'all there for
Game Engine? Oh, no, I'm sorry.
Right, see? Back all that
money
out.
Money is money,
right?
Though.
No,
it was not that kind of money.
It was not leaving in the air, though. Why wouldn't they dance for Game Engine?
Because there's no need to. They dance for women.
Okay.
But what happens? It's called the ultimate girls' night out for a reason.
Got you.
But what happens if men just happen to? There's a couple.
Have a couple of guys to come there. You know. I mean, but you know.
I tried to give her a chance to clean it up, but you know. Didn't clean it up.
Nope.
Well, her partner, who's executive producer on the show, says that he is no longer going to work with her. He said the comments were out of order. It does not represent our attitudes to the LGBT community. All are welcome. And he said Vivica speaks for herself, not the business or the show.
What's her partner gay?
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah,
his name is Jean-Claude Lemar.
Oh, definitely.
From the
name? From his name?
No, I saw a picture of him.
Oh.
But,
I'm looking at him right now. You could look at him and tell?
Yeah. Really? I think he is, though. He said he was.
I don't know. I read that somewhere. But he is going to remain an executive producer on the show. And he did say he wants the show to succeed. He just doesn't want to work with her anymore.
I said that was going to happen. I told y'all that. Like, you can see that coming a mile away. You can't start off a statement. How do you feel about gay people? Hell no.
I asked,
do y'all dance with gay men? And she was
hell
like,
hell no.
The right answer is that it's supposed to be a girls' night out experience. So
the wrong answer is hell no. That's all that matters.
That is the wrong answer.
And don't ask T.I. about his divorce, his alleged divorce that's coming from Tiny, because he doesn't want to talk about it. It's none of your business. Check out what happened when he was questioned.
What you say?
I don't want to see you and Tiny split, man.
That ain't your business, man.
You're right, it ain't, but we on L right now. People want to know.
I know we on L. I'm not telling you on that. It ain't your business, man.
Okay, well, I'm going to leave it at that. Y'all heard it up. It ain't y'all business. So quit listening.
But we love them so much.
Back up like the Bunkays and spin around like the OJs. You understand that? It ain't your damn business.
Let me tell y'all a secret, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's not good for our business for that answer. But that is the correct answer every time.
Yeah.
It ain't nobody's business. It ain't no blog business. It ain't no radio personality business. If more artists said that, they'd keep themselves out of a lot of trouble.
I mean, we have to ask as press and media, but you can answer however you want to answer.
Well, I'm sure that you're prepared, too, knowing that those questions are going to come as an artist when you had a show on TV with your whole family on there, and then you know all the things that are on the blogs and in the press. You know people are going to ask you.
Right.
And you can always say...
It's none of your business.
None of your business. Or you could answer if you choose to.
Mm-hmm. And then you
it's
can
up
keep,
to you.
And you can keep prying.
And T.I. punch in the face.
Yeah, that's all. It's cool.
T.I.'s that guy. He'll punch in the face.
Oh, you could just leave it there. And leave it at that.
Leave it at that.
All right, well, I'm Angela Yee, and that is your Rumor Report.
All right, thank you, Miss Yee. Now, when we come back, Will Packer will be joining us.
Filmmaker extraordinaire.
Executive producer extraordinaire. He's executive producing Being Mary Jane now, so.
Right, and that comes on tonight, and Mary Jane is actually going to be in New York, so that's exciting.
You mean Gabrielle Union?
Yeah, Mary Jane.
Well, the show.
The show.
Mary Jane. Mm-hmm.
Gotcha. All right, Will Packer, when we come back, keep it locked. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. That was DJ Khaled for free. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. We have a special guest in the building. I don't think his team made it.
Y'all not about to introduce me like that. I don't think his team made it. I never heard.
Beat his team this year.
What are y'all doing?
His team didn't make the playoffs.
Will Packer is here.
Angela Yee, thank you. Can I get my name? In the history of the Breakfast Club, I never heard his team sucks. What are y'all doing? What is happening right now?
They're sitting there with their mouths open, ready to jump in.
Yo, Packer, ladies and gentlemen.
Yo, what's happening?
What's happening, my brother?
That is so much of my man's team.
I appreciate it. Yo, hold on. First of all, you got on the Giants jersey, bro.
Exactly. Please remind them.
Yo, they went on vacation before the playoffs started. They was down in South Beach. Yo, Odell Beckham caught everything down in South Beach, didn't he?
With a fishing pole.
He caught it all. He brought the rod with him. You know. He caught nothing when it counted.
No, all right, enough. All
okay,
right.
But hold on. Now, let me tell you. Look, I tell you this, though. I'm going to get off of you. You know who I'm going to get on now? I'm going to get on my brother right here. You know why? Because he's about to get that ass kicked next week.
Not true.
Yeah, let me tell you why. You wish that the Giants had come down to Texas Stadium.
Nope.
Because they beat y'all twice. It's hard to beat a team three times in a row. That was y'all's best chance. You don't want to see this fire hot Aaron Rodgers coming down here. That man cannot lose right now. That's the worst thing that could have happened.
You know we beat the Packers this year 30-16, right?
Bruh, everybody beat the Packers back in the day before Aaron Rodgers stood up, put on his big boy pants, and said, we will not lose again.
Listen, you should be rooting for the Cowboys.
Lost.
You got a house full of Cowboy fans.
He ain't lying.
Listen, this
your wife, your son. No, my wife ain't around so I can talk trash. That's it. I'm about to go back to Atlanta and throw on that Dak Prescott jersey so strong.
Too real when you guys talk about football?
Yo, yeah, because my wife is super passionate. My wife and I got my sons are both Cowboys fans. I don't know I don't know how they got into
smart
that,
people.
That cult.
Listen, your children are both to be better than you.
You know,
and they are.
Y'all do realize nobody likes y'all. Is that like? Do you embrace that? You like? Oh, okay, we cool. We know nobody likes
that's
us.
Right.
Or are y'all aware?
We're like the 46 million people who voted for Donald Trump. We're our own entity. Okay.
Now, if the Patriots win the Cowboys in the Super Bowl, what team do you root for? Or do you just sit in the corner like me?
Nah, you gotta go Cowboys. Come on now. I mean, as I don't like the Cowboys, but come on, dog. Come on, really?
I don't like any.
Belichick, Brady. Brady really is a Trump supporter.
I mean, exactly. Come on.
At a certain point, you just gotta, you know what I mean?
So you gotta come out the corner?
It's the lesser of two evils.
I'm still staying in the corner. I'm still wearing my Giants jersey to the Super Bowl.
Another one for the Patriots? Come on. What kind of America will we really live in then?
Need for everybody in your house to be depressed. You know what I'm saying? Let the wife and the son be happy.
That's true.
Okay.
Yo, what about ATL though? You know, I live in Atlanta, so them Falcons look good. Like for real. I'm just saying.
I'm not scared of them.
Okay. Yeah. Listen, and y'all got a tough.
They're gonna beat the Seahawks.
I think so.
Yeah.
And if you get past the Packers, right, y'all will have gotten y'all's ass whooped. Like, it will be a tough, tough game.
I don't think so. I think we beat the Packers by two touchdowns.
Aaron Rodgers?
Yes.
Okay. All right, we're going to play this back after that.
Please do.
He just said they beat the Packers
by two touchdowns.
Okay.
I incredulously said, Aaron Rodgers? So play that back. And we'll see. One of us going to look real stupid on Monday.
Now, let's
what's
talk,
happening, y'all?
Let's
appreciate
talk some
y'all
TV,
having,
man.
Family. Yeah.
You're the new executive producer of Being Mary Jane.
Being Mary Jane is back.
What made you
think thought Being Mary Jane was gone? It's back, y'all.
No, we love that song. And tell us how that happened. I know you and Gabrielle Union have a great history working with each other.
Money
that they did.
Okay,
they did. Yep.
But so was she involved with getting you on, or
it was because of her? Mm-hmm. It was strictly because of Gab. G hit me. The last the show creator and executive producer Mara Brock Akil went on and took a deal at Warner Brothers, And so they needed somebody to come in and produce the show.
Mm.
And Gab called me. She hit me up. And I had watched the show, but I wasn't like, you know, I hadn't watched every episode. I hadn't watched. So I knew about the show. I knew of it. And so she came to Crib Atlanta. We sat down. We watched like all the first three seasons, like just back like 8, 10 hours, just TV. Just watch. Watch the whole thing. And she was like, here's what I'm thinking. Here's where I wanted to go. I was like, I'm in.
You got time to do that?
I mean, you know, the thing is, I don't write the show.
Okay.
So I had to go out and get somebody to actually, people are like, oh, so you the new Mara Brockett? No, I'm not. Like, I went on and got a super talented sister. Her name is Erica Shelton, and she wrote The Good Wife. I don't know if y'all ever remember that show, The Good Wife.
My wife loves
it. So she was one of the major writers on that show. We brought her over to write the show. So she's writing every episode. So my job is to put it together, oversee it, you know what I'm saying? Make sure that things go well. You know, there was some, the little issue with her and
some
the
money
network.
Situation, right.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? But they worked it out. They worked it out. The show's back on the air and it's real.
Now,
it airs tonight.
Now, do you feel like you have to make a movie or a TV show to make white people feel good?
What does that mean? What do you mean?
Set it up. Tell me.
He's talking about Lee Daniels said in an interview. He's talking about his show Star.
Nah, don't at all.
And he said that comment and people were upset about it, clearly.
But I don't know. Was he saying that? I caught it. It was on the reel, right?
Yeah,
and it was like, I caught it out of context. So I can't really. What I heard was that he felt like the having a white lead was good for race relations or something like that.
Right. He has since said he
later
tried to explain
that,
what
right.
he meant. Having different representations of all different people.
The country needed healing, he said.
Some unity.
Yeah, I view it differently. So for me, I love the fact that I can make content that hopefully is good. I put a team together that makes the best content, hopefully, right? And as long as that content is true, authentic, organic, represents, you know, a real slice of life, that's all I really care about. So it's not about, you know, how do I placate or pander or make it palatable to certain people. No, it's really about, let's do it right. Let's do it good. Let's just be what it really is, you know? Golden Globes this weekend, Atlanta won, you know, big awards. I love that, Donald Glover. Tracee Ellis Ross. Like, I just love the fact, but I brought up Atlanta because that show to me, like, it's a particular slice of life of real people in that particular world. Like, I love that. And they're not trying to, you know, pander to anybody.
Right.
And I think the best content, here's the thing, these days, people got so many options, they can watch anything, whatever you into, whatever you want to see, somebody's out there making it for you, right?
Absolutely.
So, you got to be good now. Like, people like me, like, we can't just put stuff out there and be like, yo, we got, you know, a bunch of Latinos in it, so that audience is going to come. Nah, you got to be real, you got to be true, you got to be good.
What you're saying is interesting, because if I'm the Hollywood Foreign Press, I've seen everything, except probably for this particular side of life. So what Donald Glover them did was show them something that we see all the time.
That's right.
But they don't see on the regular.
That's right. Well, I love that. I just think it's a good time for, you know, for people like myself that are making, you know, movies and television.
All right, we got more with Will Packer when we come back, and we'll find out his thoughts on the Golden Globes the other night. All right, keep it locked. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. That was Party Next Door with Come See Me. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, we have Will Packer in the building, executive producer of Being Mary Jane, which premieres tonight on BET. Now, Yee?
We were talking about the Golden Globes and the whole hidden figures. They kept calling it hidden fences. Did you think that was on purpose, or do you think that was an honest mistake?
It's not. Well, here's the thing. It's not about whether it's on purpose or not. It is just about, you know, you have to. I work in the industry, so I'm very sensitive to any time we're marginalized and any attempt to marginalize us. It doesn't have to be intentional. The point is that if you're not going the extra mile to make sure that you are representing and referring to the movies that happen to be two of the high profile movies that star African Americans, if you're not going out of your way to make sure you do it right, because you definitely are when you've got a Brad Pitt movie and a Leonardo DiCaprio movie, you know, you're going to get those right because you're very in tune with it and you know exactly. You need to do the same thing. It's a way of marginalizing us. So it's not a, okay, that person intentionally did it for this reason. It doesn't matter. You did it, and it's wrong. Like, no.
You think it was a teleprompter thing? Like, they just read it off the
corner? No. That's not cheating.
It wasn't a prompter when Keaton was on, but even so, that's even worse.
The prompter literally said, hidden.
It had to, because he was reading right off the prompter. At first, I thought it was just a mistake by the young lady when she was talking to Pharrell. Worse.
Yeah.
But the second one was
Keaton. Jenna Bush, I think that was live TV moment. You know what I mean? That she made a mistake. She apologized for it.
But Michael Keaton did it again. I'm like, awful. He's reading off
it's
the prompter.
Awful. It's all. Yeah. I mean, if y'all got to understand, man, these people, we work so hard for these movies. So hard. Somebody literally, like, I remember when Hidden Figures was being shopped as a book years ago, and people were trying to get that book made. And so we go out and we dedicate, like, you know, 5, 6, 7, 8 years of our lives to get these projects made. Sometimes they're amazing, sometimes they're not. Doesn't matter. Just because a movie sucks, people still really kill themselves. Like, when y'all go see a movie, y'all like, man, who made that trash? Somebody bust their ass to make that trash, right? So when you make a movie and it's good and people are going to see it and it's got critical acclaim, and then for somebody to stand up when you got your, finally, you got your big platform, and they go, yeah, you know, Hidden Fences. It's like, are you serious?
Yeah, ain't nobody saying La Jenkins.
Exactly.
Or Moonlight by the Sea.
Right. Yeah. Right.
You're a guy who had a lot of success in Hollywood. You still experience, like, those subtle acts of racism?
You know what's interesting about Hollywood? Yeah. Hollywood is the most liberal, well-meaning good old boys club. It is the most, I wouldn't call it racist. You know, Chris Rock did his thing at the Oscars and he said it's like a fraternity, you know what I mean? It's like they're like sorority racist, you know? So it's like, you know, you're good, but you're just not Kappa good, or whatever his reference, if you guys saw that. Mm-hmm. That is very apropos, because it is like nobody gives more money to, you know, to causes that benefit black and brown people than Hollywood. Nobody supports liberal causes, you know, and supporting disenfranchised people than Hollywood.
But Sean Penn had that whole big event for Haiti right before.
Absolutely.
The Golden
Globe. But when you go and look in the executive suites, the people that are actually making the decisions and actually control the money, none of them look like any of us.
Right.
Let me tell you that. Now, when I'm in a room, whatever it is, I'm pitching or I'm talking about my products, I'm the only person. Unless it's somebody that I hire, that I bring in, then I'm the only black person in those rooms.
Do you feel like that's changing at all?
It's definitely changing in front of the camera. Like, we talked about some projects now that are out there getting shine, but it still has a long way to go behind the scenes. That's the reality of it. You know, it's a process.
Now, Nate Parker's movie, it didn't do as well as expected. Does that hurt when trying to do other films and other African
films? Absolutely. No question. No question. But I tell you what helps, though. Hidden Figures. Hidden Figures, number one at the box office. I think the final numbers came in. I think it was number one.
It was tied. It was tied with the Rogue or something.
Rogue One. Did you say the Rogue or something? You mean the biggest Star Wars franchise in the... Really?
I'm getting them back for saying Hidden Figures.
It don't work like that. Star Wars, Star Trek. It don't work like that. It's like 10 billion later. Nah, but yeah. Absolutely. Because what happened is you come in a room and now you say, yeah, you know what? It's kind of like a Birth of a Nation. They go, yeah, okay, yeah. But then when you come in and say, no, it's like a Hidden Figure. It's like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Because that worked. Because really, who runs Hollywood are the accountants, the bean counters, the people who actually look at the bottom line and the numbers, right? And so anytime you can come in and show that your project has commercial viability, the chance of it getting made are a lot better.
So do you think it'll hurt future black liberation movies, though?
No, you mean Birth of a Nation? That was a very specific situation.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, it was Nate and that whole situation that surrounded him. And so the movie, the success of the movie became about him. It wasn't about the movie.
Totally unfair.
And people know that. People know what that is.
Totally unfair because you see Casey Affleck sitting up in the Golden Globes last night cooling. I think it's totally unfair what happened to Nate.
I hear you. I mean, listen, it's one of those things where you have a lot of people who cannot separate the art from the artist.
Mm.
And I understand that. You know, I do. I really, really do. Working in the industry, I have to separate the art from the artist because I have to work with all kind of people.
Mm-hmm.
If y'all knew everything that I know about your favorites, you wouldn't watch nothing. You know what I mean?
Do you do background checks? Like, I'm like...
No, I mean, you know, listen, you do work with, part of the reason it's a good old boys club is because you work with people you know, you work with people you like. So you do know, like, as people come in, you know, like, if they had a reputation for being awful on set or being hard to deal with, you can make, you know, judgments based on that.
But not on their personal life, you're saying? You don't really...
I'm just saying that you know, these are real people in Hollywood. And so if you went into any industry and just started really digging into the past of people, you would find, you know, dentists and stockbrokers and lawyers and all of that you may be surprised about things that are in their past. And
like Woody Allen. Woody Allen never really... I don't know. Did his career suffer from...
No.
Hollywood is littered with people, a lot of them white, who have had questionable situations in their past that have gone on to have successful careers. And I I wish the best for Nate.
Richard, you had gerbils going in and out of his ass.
That wasn't confirmed. I don't know.
Allegedly. I think that's the rumor.
Allegedly.
And I don't know that that would hurt, really. You know,
it might hurt.
Okay.
Back then it hurt. I don't know. Today, today it makes you interested. Back then it was a thing. Today it makes you stand out.
We have more with Will Packer when we come back. Keep it locked. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. That was Ray Sherman with Black Beatles. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Will Packer is in the building. Now, many people credit you for finding Kevin Hart and starting his movie career. So,
listen, man, there's before Will Packer, Kevin Hart, and after Will Packer, Kevin Hart. You tell him I said that. Now, that's my guy. He knows it. Yeah, nah, absolutely. Kevin Hart is somebody that, it's funny, when I first was out talking about Kevin Hart, people were like, and I want people to listen to this because I know a lot of people can relate to it. Mm-hmm. People were like, eh, we know Kevin Hart.
Well, where did you see him?
You know what? I knew about Kevin Hart because my son had all his DVDs on bootleg. Mm-hmm. That's what happened. Like, I knew of him. I knew, you know, Soul Plane. I knew he had a short guy, a comedian. He was like, all right. He's all right.
You got to
right?
get your son a great present.
Yo, but then my son and his friends couldn't get enough. They kept playing these movies. They kept playing on bootleg, on YouTube. And, like, Kevin Hart was getting hot in the streets well before Hollywood knew anything about mm-hmm. it. That's when I then took him and started pitching him on that Thing Like a Man project. People literally told me Kevin Hart's not a star. Mm. They're like, nah, he's been around. He doesn't have the star stature. He doesn't have the star look. Like, yeah, we give us somebody fresh or new or big or, you know. And literally, people were not excited about Kevin Hart when I took him out there. But they didn't know how he went out and made his own heat in the street. So that's just something like people listening now, whatever industry you're trying to get in, doesn't have to be entertainment. If you go out and make your own heat, you go out and become successful on your own without the industry, that is the quickest way to get other people's attention. That's exactly what Kevin.
So I was going
to
ask, who's the next Kevin Hart?
Man.
Who's the next person you working with, the next person you see?
We gotta ask your son.
You know what? Yeah, exactly.
I saw somebody you cast lately, I think could be it.
DC?
Yes, sir.
Yep. Yeah, definitely. Young DC Young Fly. Shout out to the homie, to the young homie down there in Atlanta. I put him in the Almost Christmas movie that just came out, if y'all saw that.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? DC's somebody that, you know, grinding on his own. Mm-hmm. Grinding out there, using social media. You know, he didn't have a big platform or anything. I went to see him, do stand-up in Atlanta. It wasn't even like a packed venue. He didn't know I was coming. He didn't know I was going to be there. And he killed it. Now, he could have, like, dialed that in, you know, phoned it in and not gone hard because he wasn't getting paid a lot of money or whatever, but he went hard at that show with however many people was there, and he happened to have a producer in the audience who was about to cast the movie. And I saw him, I said, I'm putting you in your movie, I'm gonna have you on billboards. He said, man, stop lying, you lying. You know what I'm saying? You know, he got the faux Chris Tucker thing going on. But nah, he's real. I think he's definitely somebody.
I saw you online. You mentioned Hidden Figures. You was going hard for it. You was telling people use their economic power to make it number one.
That's right. And I have nothing to do with that movie. Yeah. Nothing. But the reality is that, you know, if we have power that we don't realize, because the way Hollywood works is that they look and see what's successful, what has worked, and they duplicate it. Period. That's it. It's simple. So if you want to see more of a Hidden Figures, go see Hidden Figures. If you want to see more of, Almost Christmas, go see that.
Ride Along 3.
Hey, listen, Ride Along 2, because that was successful, that's why we're making Ride Along 3. Mm-hmm. Period, point blank. If people didn't go see Ride Along 2, it would be no question, there would be no Ride Along 3. Same thing. I see people saying, you know, how many Fast and Furious they going to do till y'all stop coming?
That's it.
Straight up. It'll be Fast 79. Vin will be in that wheelchair. You know what I'm saying? And as long as y'all keep coming. So I just saw a movie like Hidden Figures, and I know how hard it is for me as a producer when I go in to get financing for a project, and I say, you know, it's an untold story, and it's three black female mathematicians who were the backbone of NASA, you know, in the 60s. Like, who's going to go see that? Who's the audience for that? That's what they're going to ask. Yeah. But now I can point to a box office and say, this is the audience for that. This audience wants to see these types of projects.
Right.
They're starved for these types of stories that haven't been told.
What about the movies that don't do well commercially? Because Moonlight hasn't done great commercially, but it seems to get so much critical acclaim.
Like. Right. Yeah, I mean, you got to remember, a movie like that was made with critical acclaim in mind. The triumph of a movie like Moonlight is the fact that it was made. Whether it makes a dime, just the fact that that movie, you know, about a young black male exploring his sexuality in Dade County, you know, mm-hmm. like, what? That's just not been done. Mm-hmm. So the fact that it got made, that's the win.
I was going to ask, do people go to movies like that anymore? Because I don't see people running to the theaters like
anymore. Like they used to. It's tough, man.
And it's got to be hard with all these Amazon sticks that they're jailbreaking and people are seeing bootleg movies.
Y'all put them fire sticks down, man. Right. You know
and
what I'm
Netflix
saying?
And chill
watch
at home.
Girls Trip right now.
You know I love going to the movies, though. I'm not going to lie.
Go that much.
The movies will always be there, but very, very soon it's going to be where you can watch movies in a theater or at home at the same time, legally, at the same time. Like, that's what it's coming to. But you're right. You hit it, man. It's right now, people are not going to the movies like they used to just because they have so many options.
Right.
So, but the good thing about that is that for somebody like me, there's so many different avenues. You know what I mean? So, like, I make movies for the theaters. I got, you know, Being Mary Jane dropping on BET. I'm doing a show for Amazon. I got a show for, you know, Netflix. Like, I can work with various different outlets, and there are a lot more outlets than ever before. So, wherever you're watching it, it's my job to make something that you can watch wherever you want to watch.
Do you feel like you accomplished what you wanted to at Roots?
I did. I really, really did. And you know what? The thing about Roots, Charlamagne, is that I'm hoping that will live beyond just like, you know, Memorial Day weekend, summer 2016. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, I'm hoping that, you know, 10, 15, 20 years from now, when somebody, you know, asks their parents, you know, how did we get to America? Tell me the story of, like, you know, blacks in there. Or, you know, there's some teacher that says, you know, y'all need to understand the history of this country to a room full of white kids. They can put in Roots.
Yeah.
I feel very good about the job we did on that project.
All right, well, we appreciate you joining us.
Yo, y'all always have a come through. I appreciate
y'all. Can you give us a little bit of what direction Being Mary Jane is
going? Being Mary Jane, yo, so listen, she first of all, it's a new city. She's in New York now. Mm-hmm. So for all my Mary Jane fans out there, even those that aren't, Gab Union, she's back. She's now starting at the bottom. Okay, so she was in Atlanta and she was on air. She was doing her thing. Now she's moving to a new morning show. It's the equivalent of like a Good Morning America type show. And there's already another black woman who's on the anchor desk. And so that immediately creates some tension between her and that woman played by Valerie Pettiford. You know, she's still doing her thing with the anonymous sex. You'll see a little something about that in episode one. Michael Ealy comes in. I brought my man, Ealy.
Lord.
He's on the show.
Don't hate.
Light skin, green eyes is coming in. Mike is coming in with an agenda and a secret.
The same today, huh?
Hey,
come on,
no
Tyler Perry.
You know, it ain't quite that. Okay, you know what I'm saying?
Okay. But Cardi B.
Cardi B is in it. Yeah, Cardi B.
What's your relationship with Cardi B?
Is she a regular? Or
she does a cameo. She does a cameo, and what I would say is that the role she plays, when you see it, you go, oh, okay. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And so I appreciate Cardi B. Dave East comes out, does a cameo. Mm-hmm. We brought in Senator Cory Booker, came in.
Okay.
So yeah, we dropped some, you know, some cameos. It's the first season under this new showrunner, you know what I mean? So she's, you know, getting her feet wet. Obviously, Gab's been doing it forever. Appreciate G for bringing me on the project. You know, she and I got a bunch of stuff we're going to continue to do together. But, you know, it's new. It's brand new, new season, new city, new situation, but it's the same Mary Jane.
Well, I'll be watching.
So tonight is the president's farewell address, and that's at 9. So we actually are going, I got BET to re-air it. So they're airing it back to back.
Oh, okay.
Wow. So that you don't have to choose, you know what I mean? So you got Being Mary Jane at 9 and at 10.
Okay.
So watch one of them.
Perfect.
So you can watch the president at 9 if you want, watch this at 10. And then you keep him up.
A white producer would never. A white producer would say, go put me up against the president right now.
Yeah, okay.
All right. It's The Breakfast Club. It's Will Packer and Yee Has the Rumors. In 10 minutes, keep it locked. Don't go anywhere.
The Breakfast Club.
That was Needed Me, Riri. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast
we
Club.
We need heat. iHeart, turn the heat on in this studio.
It's cold in here today.
I always think it's just me because I'm always cold.
No, it's cold
but
today.
But today it's not just me.
Nah, bro. My testicles is shriveled up into my body right now.
We don't need to hear
that. And I don't need to feel that way when I'm inside. When I go outside, yes, I can understand them rising up in my body, but not when I'm sitting down inside.
All right. Well, let's get to the rumors. Everybody's doing a challenge, so let's check out this Tyrese challenge.
Listen up. It's just in.
All the guys. The Rumor Report.
Angela Yee. It's The Rumor Report.
The Breakfast Club.
Well, I don't think that Tyrese is too amused about this Tyrese challenge that happened. Now, we all know Tyrese always posts these very inspirational videos on his Instagram. And here is Dion Cole's interpretation.
Tyrese challenge. My mother told me, if you don't have nothing good to say, don't say nothing at all. nothing at all.
All right. Well, this sparked other people doing the Tyrese Challenge. Some of those people included Gary Owen did it. Tank did one. So did Kevin Hart. Here's Kevin Hart's interpretation.
I'm sitting here and I'm asking myself, why with a capital W? I put my 2 feet in my shoes every day and I take the steps that the Lord has allowed me to take. Not just for me, for the next man. I got Jeeps on sale. Download the link in my bio. And tell me what you think, oh girl.
Now, Tyrese had left a comment in Kevin Hart's video. He said, this is going too far. I don't like it anymore. Please stop. It's not funny anymore.
I agree with Tyrese. I won't stand for any slander of black tie. Tyrese Gibson is a national treasure and should be treated as such. That man don't do nothing but provide inspiration for the fast and the furious, the babies and the boys.
Well, Kevin Hart responded, lies. This is the best thing to happen to social media. All love comedy at its best. Mm. And Tank also responded, this is just the beginning. Pure comedy. The general. Well, here's what Tyrese had to say.
I just got back, recharged and refreshed. Life is good. They said if every level, there's another devil.
There you go, Ty.
The depth of your struggle will determine the height of your success.
There you go, Ty.
Okay, Ty.
Everybody want to go to heaven, but nobody wants to die to get there. That's crazy. I see all these Tyrese challenges out here. You motherfuckers ain't slick. I know what you're doing.
What? You mother.
Y'all better leave me alone, man. I ain't do nothing to y'all.
Drop one of Clues bombs for Black Tie, damn it.
Tyrese.
I won't stand for any Black Tie slander. You hear me?
Brother Ty.
Because if you do, you'll get a phone call from Tyrese.
I enjoy phone calls from Tyrese. I think he's hilarious.
All right, other things that are happening. Chris Brown and Soulja Boy were all getting ready for their fight, but they're going to have to fight in Dubai. That's the plan at this point in time. And they want to make sure they get a huge check for pay-per-view. The initial plan was to go to Vegas, but there's all these rules and regulations that kind of make it impossible. So now they have to go on ahead and go to Dubai. Are some of those rules and regulations anything to do with mandatory drug testing?
First of all, who you talking about, Soulja Boy and Chris Brown?
Yeah.
First of all, Soulja Boy going to get his ass kicked. I'm tired of watching Soulja Boy work out. He really looks like a 7-month-old pregnant mother working out. 20-pound weights. Can't even do no cardio. Why don't they just fight in the middle of Bompton? Fight in their hood. They're right. Fighting your hood.
But they thought about doing it at the BX Fight Club, which is pretty big.
Yeah, you know what? Why do you act like they got to make this a big production?
They want to make money.
But people want to see it.
Charge at the door. Pay-per-view.
No, they want to get some money.
And put them in a hole in the wall somewhere and put it on pay-per-view. We'll watch.
All right. Well, this has also spawned some music. And Mike Tyson actually recorded a diss track. Okay, Mike Tyson's record that's aimed at Soulja Boy.
If you show up, it's going down.
Oh boy.
I'm going to teach him how to knock your ass out. I'm Mike Tyson. It's going down. I'm going to teach him how to knock your ass out. If you show up, it's going down. I'm going to teach him how to knock your ass out.
Man, somebody need to shoot the engineer that recorded that.
Well, of course, after this song came out, people were on Twitter saying, too much thoughts. You making a diss track? Dropping some furious heat.
Wouldn't none of y'all say that to Mike's face, though?
Nope.
Sure won't.
You don't want to think just because Mike a little old in the tooth now, Mike still can't knock you clean up? Okay.
So you like the song?
No, I think it's trash.
If you don't want your trainer. On.
But you got my farts ready?
He's pulling it up.
Okay.
If you don't want your trainer all in the studio, all in the audio booth.
What?
He's pulling up the farts. Hold on. Give me a second.
All right. Well, that's good enough.
I missed a moment. I missed my guy.
Yeah, I think it's over now.
Yeah, you're right. You missed it.
You could have just made a fart noise.
Fart on Mike Tyson's boss. Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm Angela Yee, and that is your rumor report.
Hey, thank you, Miss Yee. Charlamagne!
Yes.
Who are you giving that donkey to?
Listen, man, I'm not giving my donkey to this man.
Oh.
He will be receiving donkey of the day this morning.
He's getting it somehow.
Why don't you want to give it to him?
Caitlyn Jenner needs to come to the front of the congregation. We'd like to have a word with her, okay?
All right. Why did you switch from him to her? You said, I'm not giving it to him.
I'm giving him his proper due, it's
first
process.
You said him, and now you're saying her.
Yeah.
Now you're back to him.
Because I thought about it. I said her. Gabe said her.
Okay. Well, yeah. When we come back, Charlamagne is giving his donkey away. Keep it locked. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Mm-hmm.
I was born a donkey. It's
It's the donkey of the day.
Look at these donkeys, bunch of jackass.
That's time for the donkey of the day.
That's pretty funny.
Charlamagne the devil?
Possibly. The Breakfast Club.
Yes, donkey of the day for Tuesday, January 10th goes to Caitlyn Jenner. Remember her? The Olympic athlete turned reality star, man turned woman. She had a very quiet 2016. That transformation from Bruce to Caitlyn had a spark when it first started, but then that story just became garbage, okay? It wasn't worth nothing in the blogs after a while. It had a moment, but Caitlyn quickly went from top 10 to not mentioned at all. I mean, she just couldn't keep up with the rest of the Kardashian girls in 2016. The news cares about Khloe moving all around the NBA, dating different players. Khloe is like a veteran power forward who's good for 8 points and 9 rebounds a game, but nobody will commit to her long term, so she's always with a different team. But it seems she's found a good pairing in the front court with Tristan Thompson and the Cleveland Cavaliers, so congrats to her. Okay, the news cares about Kylie Jenner and her relationship with Tyga. They care about Kendall and her modeling career. They care about Kanye Kardashian having mental breakdowns. They care about Kim Kardashian getting robbed. Hell, even the boring blob known as Rob Kardashian, because of his relationship with Blac Chyna, has garnered more attention than Caitlyn Jenner. You know how not interesting you have to be in order to have the round mound of reality TV Rob Kardashian outshine you? Look, Bruce is boring. Okay, boring is boring does. Caitlyn, Bruce, whatever, you know, is in that body is boring, okay? Caitlyn not dating no rappers or ball players, so it's really no excitement. You know, I stopped caring as soon as he didn't cut his penis off. Okay, you walking around in woman's clothes with a penis, you just a cross-dresser to me, but what do I know? All I do know is that a 67-year-old former Olympic athlete with 2-year-old breasts isn't interesting to me. Well, Caitlyn Jenner must be thinking about this. She must be unhappy with the lack of media attention she got in 2016, because in typical Kardashian Jenner fashion, when you're not in the news, when nobody's paying attention to you the way you want, you follow the family blueprint, okay? What do you do? What do you do, guys? Huh? Somebody guess. No, not a sex tape, White Devil Steve. You get naked. Okay, yes, ladies and gentlemen. According to Fox News, Caitlyn Jenner is planning to pose nude this year to make up for a slow 2016. According to sources, Kate wants to do something along the lines of what Kim did on the cover of Paper Magazine. No one has worked harder than Kate to get the body she wants, and naturally, she wants to show it off. Caitlyn, my brother. I mean, my sister. Okay? This is Charlemagne the God talking. Please recognize the words that are coming out of my mouth. No, no, no. Okay, we don't have to see the body you worked hard for. If you say it's popping, we'll take your word for it. That's not the only reason they say Caitlyn's doing this. She's also doing it because she wants to use this cover to help her return to TV in 2017, because she has learned from her show being canceled, and she wants the new show to be more silly and fun, like the Kardashians show, so say sources. She wants the show to focus less on her being a transsexual and more on being a single girl that wants to date and have a great time. Caitlyn Jenner, you're 67 years old. Okay, way too old to be making moves like a 20-something-year-old IG thought. All right, that Kardashian Jenner blueprint needs to come with an age requirement. Those moves only work when you're a certain age. At 67, you're past the statute of limitations when it comes to taking the thirsty trail to success, okay? You should be ashamed that your life has come to this. All right, nothing wrong with living your truth. If you feel like you're really a woman, do you. But living your truth and exploiting your truth are two different things. This whole story makes me question if you came out as a woman for all the right reasons to begin with. You're 67 and still sitting around plotting on getting naked so you can be back on reality TV? Caitlyn, just accept the fact that whether you're Bruce or Caitlyn, male or female, Kardashian or Jenner, you're boring. Simple and plain. You're boring with clothes on, you're going to be boring naked. You're reaching for something that will never be there for you because you are boring. You lack color. And a wise man once told us, no matter where you go, you are what you are, player. And you can try to change, but that's just the top layer. Man, you was who you was before you got here. Boring Bruce is now colorless Kate. Boring is all Bruce ever was, so boring is all Caitlyn will ever be. Please give Caitlyn Jenner the biggest hee-haw, please. Please.
Now, hold on. Can I get some full honesty?
We cool on the nudes.
From Charlamagne and Envy?
Yes.
If, however,
okay,
this nude photo shoot goes down, and I have the pictures. Like, do you guys want to see?
Nah, I'm cool on that.
You wouldn't look?
Nah, I'm cool.
You're a lie.
If I had it in the cool room and that. I said, yo, you guys got to see Caitlyn Jenner's new photo shoot.
You, the same guy that wanted to see.
You are such a liar.
Michael Jackson's, what was it? Freckled penis?
So we're comparing Michael Jackson's penis to Caitlyn Jenner's now? You know what? That's why Black History Month needs to be canceled right there. For the simple fact that you would actually tell me that Michael Jackson's penis and Caitlyn Jenner's penis are on the same level.
I didn't say they were on the same level.
Wow.
I said,
you know what we're going to have
this year? You wanted to see his freckled penis, so why not the other penis?
This is what we're going to have this year. What? Kodak Black History Month. Because y'all don't appreciate y'all legends. The fact that
you wouldn't look, though. That's the real question.
I'm cool on that.
I don't. You would look envy.
Nope.
Admit it. You're such a. You guys
if
are.
I see
both.
It, if I see
lying.
If I, no, I don't want to see it. If I sat here
you're
and
lying.
Told y'all that mm-hmm. I wanted to see Michael Jackson's penis, because when you read the report and the little boy said that it had spots all over it, I never had even seen something described like that before. So I wanted to see it. So if I tell you I want to see Michael Jackson's penis, why would I lie about wanting to see Caitlyn's? I'm
no,
telling
I
you, I don't want to see
if I had the pictures that's here, little, you would look.
Caitlyn's nudes is trash, B. I ain't even seen them yet, and I know they trash.
How can you judge?
I wouldn't
want to
see Michael Jackson's or Caitlyn's.
You look at Michael's.
No,
you look at Michael.
Mm-mm.
Maybe not now because he's dead out of respect, but yeah, when he was alive, you didn't want to see it. It's Michael Jackson.
All right. Since no one wants to tell the truth.
It's Michael Jackson, bro.
Well, thank you for that donkey today. Thank you for giving Caitlyn your donkey.
Michael Jackson.
Hmm?
Nothing. Now I'm thinking about Michael Jackson's freckled penis.
What is wrong with you? All
you
right.
You the one put it in my head, bro.
No, I wasn't. Now, when we come back, let's talk Vivica A. Fox. Now, she made a statement on The Breakfast Club where she actually answered the question, and it got her in a lot of trouble. We have the question? Let's hear it.
Yeah,
dance for gay
men,
Jim?
Oh, hell
no.
Bro, sorry.
Back all that.
Money is money,
right.
though.
No,
it was kind of money.
It was not leaving in the air, why wouldn't they dance for gay men?
Because there's no need to. They dance for women.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But what happens? It's called the ultimate girls' night out for a reason.
Got you.
But what happens if men just happen to? There's a couple.
A couple of guys to come right. there. You know. I mean, but you know.
Now, Vivica A. Fox, she has a new show. What's the name of the show, Ye?
Black Magic. Vivica's Black Magic on Lifetime.
Well, she has these strippers. We asked her if these strippers would dance for men, and she said, no, not going to happen.
No.
And she got into a lot of trouble because of it.
So oh, my gosh. They're saying that she's now cut from the reality show.
Yeah, right.
She cut from her own reality show?
No, I don't know about that.
Who told you that?
Hold on.
Who
tweeted I'm trying to read that? This now.
All right. Well, 800-585-1051. We're asking, should they have cut her?
Get off media.
If that's what happened. Or are people being too sensitive?
Oh, no. She's not cut. She's there.
No.
Sorry, Daniel just sent that to me. She did not get cut.
Right. No. Okay. 800-585-1051. Are people being too sensitive? That is the question. Or should she be getting all this flack and her executive producer not want to ride out with her and all that other stuff?
I can't tell people how to be sensitive.
We're just asking. 800-585-1051. Are people being too sensitive? Call us now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. That was Drake One Dance. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, if you just joined us, we're talking Vivica A. Fox. Now, explain to the people what happened with Vivica Fox.
Well, apparently, Vivica A. Fox, when she was on The Breakfast Club, she was questioned about whether or not she would let these male dancers, if they could dance for gay men.
Right. And this is what she said.
Y'all dance for gay men, too?
Oh, hell no.
I'm real sorry.
Right. See? Back all that.
Money
right.
is money, though.
No.
Nah, it was strip club. Not that kind of money.
It was not leaving in the air. Why wouldn't they dance for gay men?
Because there's no need to. They dance for women.
Okay.
But what happens
it's
if...
It's called the ultimate girls' night out for a reason.
Got you.
But what happens if men just happen to... There's a couple that
we
happen...
have a couple of guys to come right. there, you know? I mean, but you know.
So the question is, are people being too sensitive? Now, what happened because of that statement?
Well, because of that statement, her executive producer partner, Jean-Claude Lamar, has cut ties with her. He's still executive producer on the show. He still wants it to be successful, but he just doesn't want to deal with Vivica because of those statements.
And he is gay, we're assuming? Or
no,
we
don't know that. I don't know that he's gay. I don't know why Charlamagne said that. I have no idea.
Jean-Claude Van Lamar's... What's his name?
He's Jean-Claude Lamar. He's Haitian. He's a Haitian.
Oh, okay. You could be gay and Haitian.
I'm just telling you why.
Stop booty!
Listen to me. He's not gay. We don't know.
It's irrelevant.
That's irrelevant.
Listen, yeah, I wouldn't call it people being too sensitive. I call it freedom. You know, we all have freedom of speech. We can say what we want, when we want, about who we want. But we have to remember that there can be consequences and repercussions to that speech. And people who have the power to either mess with you or not mess with you based off what you said, they have the freedom to do that, too. So it's all freedom to me.
The reason I even asked that question is when I DJ the Gentleman's Club, there are of course, ladies dancing, and there are women there all the time. And those women dance with women, and they dance with men. I've never been to a male review or a male strip club, so I don't know. I was just curious.
Yeah. I've
been to male review shows. I've hosted a few of them.
Do you think people are being too sensitive?
I mean, I think her point was that it's supposed to be a girls' night out. And that's true. We do need these girls' night out for our bachelorette parties and things like that. So I understand that. And I understand the fantasy of women seeing this. They don't want to see, like, maybe men dancing with other men. They're looking at it like me and you. Like,
but the problem is when it's guys' nights out, they don't say women can't come to the club. They don't ban women for coming in.
Listen, man,
I think that the way that society is set up.
I don't care about society. I can't tell people how to react to certain issues. Mm-hmm. Period. Like, if you upset at me saying hell no and you want to not mess with me no more, I have that right.
Because then I would ask you, then why is it a train if it's two men and a woman, but if it's two women and a man, they call that a menage a trois?
Because you two men didn't have sex with each other. It's simple and plain. If you get the two men to have sex with each other, it's a threesome.
He's saying it is a threesome, but you're saying that men,
because all three people have sex,
right,
with
and that's
each
fine
other.
But people always say if it's two men and a woman having sex, everybody's having sex, that's a train. We had that discussion up here before.
If two men have sex with a woman,
it's a train.
And the woman don't get the two men to have sex, it's a train.
Now, if the man goes into the man and the man goes into the woman, that's a monogamy.
But what about if it's two women and the two women aren't having anything with each other, but the man is doing stuff with both of them, and maybe one watches, and then
they ran a train on the man.
I don't know. I think anything with three sexually involved partners is a
train. How did we get on this?
I'm just saying.
Hello?
Hello?
Hey, what's your name, bro?
My name is Ramon.
Ramon, what's up, Ramon?
What's going on, man?
We're talking Vivica A. Fox today. You heard what she said. You think people are being too sensitive?
I think everybody's being way too sensitive. I think it's more about her reaction of saying hell no. I think if she would have said maybe, you know, if she would have said no in another way, people wouldn't have taken it that way. But people are just taking what she said way too sensitively. It's just, it's horrible.
You're not a gay man. So if you're not a gay man, you can't tell them that they take it too
sensitive. How do you know Ramon is not a gay man?
That's true.
Because you already told everybody Jean-Claude Lamont's gay.
Are you gay, Ramon?
It's allegedly.
Absolutely not. You know, shout out to my girl, Zyra.
Okay. Hello, who's this? There you go. Now, you heard what Vivica Fox said. We asked her if her strippers would dance with gay men. She said, hell no. You think people are being too sensitive?
Yes, way too sensitive.
Why?
I think it is all about preference. Why would a heterosexual man would want to dance in front of a gay person? Like, that's a totally different mindset, and some men are uncomfortable with that. I think...
Why do you sound like you're doing the Tyrese challenge?
We get what you're saying, Mama. She's saying heterosexual men might be uncomfortable to dance with gay men. But I see heterosexual women. Well, I see straight women dance with gay women all the time.
Yeah, but guess what?
What?
Once again, Vivica Fox got on this radio.
Mm-hmm.
We asked her if her men would dance for other men. She said, hell no.
Then you guys also have this perception of male dancers as being gay, as you guys said in the interview.
Yeah,
we have this perception that all male dancers are gay.
Yeah, but that has nothing to do with nothing. What I'm saying is you can't tell people how to react. If they want to be mad at Vivica and they don't want to work with Vivica anymore, they have that right. Just like Vivica has the right to say what she wants to say.
All right. 800-585-1051. You heard what Vivica Fox said. We asked her if her strippers would dance for men. She said, hell no. What? You think people are just being too sensitive? Call
what if this
right
was
now?
Like a gay male review show and they were like, hell no.
Well, if you were a straight man, why would you want to go into a gay male review?
Well, like straight men go to gay clubs all the time.
If straight men want to be upset, they can be upset.
Right.
What's wrong with that?
It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. That was Bryson Tiller with Exchange. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club.
And I have no idea what's up with the iHeartRadio app. Stop tweeting me. I don't know anything about the iHeartRadio app. It's not working.
Apparently, since the Will Packer interview was on, if you're listening through the streaming app, they haven't been able to hear us.
Oh, damn. Sorry about that. All right, well, we're taking your calls right now on some things that Vivica Fox said. We asked her if her strippers, she has a new show coming on. What's the name of her show, Yee?
Black Magic, Vivica's Black Magic.
Well, she has these strippers. It's like the ultimate female's night out, right? And we asked her if her strippers would dance for men, gay men. And she said, hell no. And people got upset about this. And what happened because of that, Yee?
Now her partner, executive producer, has cut ties
right.
with her, but he's still executive producer on the show.
So we're asking 800-585-1051, are people being too sensitive, right?
I don't think people are being too sensitive. I think that you can't tell people how to react. If people want to react to her and they're upset at her, they have that right to be upset.
All right. Okay. Well, let's go to the phone lines. Hello, who's this?
Tiffany.
Hey, Tiffany. You heard what Vivica Fox said. What do you think?
I think that she's not wrong. I think they're trying to push this gay agenda thing too far. If you don't believe in it, you don't believe in it. I teach my children marriage is between a man and a woman. If you bring home anything else, it's not acceptable.
What? That's what you say to your kids?
Yes.
That sounds crazy.
It's
so if your son, if your son or your daughter is gay, you know they won't tell you. They'll keep it from you. They'll probably hate you and resent you.
Yeah, and you kind of
they'll probably tell their father and stuff because my husband is one. But we teach them, you know, we show them a marriage is between a man and a woman. If you don't believe in it, you don't believe in it. I feel like they're forcing it on people who to believe in it. If you don't believe in it, you don't believe in it.
Yeah, and there's nothing wrong with you raising your kids that way. If that's the way you feel like you need to raise your kids, the problem is everybody minding each other's business for no damn reason.
What you mean? No. I don't know about raising your kid. You raising your kid, telling about if a man likes a man is unacceptable.
If I'm a parent, I can teach my kid anything I want to. That's not illegal. That doesn't make it right.
The only problem is you don't want your kids to look at other people and judge them based on their lifestyle choices. And you don't want your kids to come to you and say, hey, not want to come to you if there's something wrong. A lot of people repress their feelings because they're scared to talk to their parents.
Once again, this boils down to a matter of choice. I have the choice to say what I want, and people have the choice to react how they want. That lady has the power to, she has the choice to teach our kids whatever she wants to teach them. It's not illegal.
Hello, who's this?
This is Kaisa from Polk County, Florida.
Hey, Kaisa. We're talking some comments that
Vivica
Fox
said. Shout out Polk County. Shout out my girl, Seventh Streeter.
Right. My views on the whole thing, I'm a black lesbian myself, so, you know, just coming from the gay community, I feel like, you know, what she said wasn't wrong, but, you know, in the tone she said it might have been, but if she says they're not dancing for gay guys, they're not dancing for gay guys, and she meant that.
Okay.
Okay, so you're not offended.
No, I'm not at all.
Yeah, okay. But you're not a gay person in position of power that can stop her show or quit
right?
working
and
with
that's
her.
The thing, the people in power want to take, they sensitive. Too sensitive.
Maybe they not.
But she's a gay lesbian.
Yes.
She's a lesbian, so she's allowed to have her opinion.
So lesbians are a monolith now? Lesbians don't all think differently? What are y'all saying?
No, we're saying that she has an opinion.
That's her opinion.
That's what
people are
calling
it. Yeah, right, my opinion.
But one of the gay dudes that works on the show...
We don't know if he's gay.
Why do you keep calling him a gay dude?
I said one of the gay dudes that works on the show, who may be an EP on the show, who may be in control of the show, they may not feel like working with Vivica no more. That's fine. You never know who you're going to offend when you say certain things.
Well, is that the moral of the story?
I thought we were just asking for people's opinions.
The moral of the story is you just don't know how people are going to react to things, period.
Right.
That's it.
And that's fine. She just gave her reaction.
Simple and plain. Like, I don't think people are being too sensitive. They're just reacting how they would react.
All right. Well, we got rumors on the way.
Yes, we are going to be talking about Amber Rose since we're discussing this topic. She talked about whether or not she would date a guy who is bisexual.
Okay. All right, we'll get into all that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Tory Lanez, love. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get to the rumors. Let's talk Kim Kardashian.
This is The Rumor Report with Angela Yee.
Rumor has it.
On The Breakfast Club.
So listen up.
Well, here's an update on Kim Kardashian West and the alleged robbers that set her up in Paris. 17 suspects were arrested in connection with that heist. They were all arrested yesterday. They said that 3 of those suspects are women. The rest of them are men, and 2 of the suspects are diamond dealers. They also are saying that it looks like the driver was involved in everything as well, which makes complete sense because obviously the driver knows when the security wasn't there and wasn't available, so was able to pass that on. Now, according to People Magazine, Kim just really wants to move on. The hearing updates are taking her back to that life-threatening night, and she doesn't like to relive it. It's very traumatizing. But the one good thing that came out of it is that she has slowed down a lot of things in her lifestyle, reevaluated things, and she's actually liking things a bit slower now. So there you have it.
Okay.
Kim Kardashian's updates.
When life comes at you fast, you start taking it slow.
All right, Jamie Foxx. There was a report that he was attacked at Catch Restaurant in West Hollywood. Now, Jamie Foxx actually responded to these allegations. He posted a video on Instagram, and he had, like, an ice pack on his eye, looking like he was hurt. And he said, "Gotta set the record straight. Can't we all just get along? East Coast, West Coast. Remember when they push and shove? It's only love." Ice Cube voice back on my funny-ish. And here is what he said.
"I just want to address what happened on Saturday, man. From my perspective, all I was trying to do, man, was keep my own things, man. You know, I was just trying to keep my own things. And I'm just with y'all, man. Everybody's good. Listen, 2017, we don't want no violence. We don't want to get hurt. And we don't want nobody hurt, but what? Look, if you want to see me whoop some ass, you know what you can do? Come check me Friday the 13th, sleepless."
All right. You know, he made it
the hell is Jamie Foxx doing fighting?
Well, no, it's a new movie. They're saying that he got attacked.
Oh, okay, that's different.
Yeah, so I don't know exactly what happened. Some people are saying the person made contact. Other people are saying that they tried to lunge at
him. Somebody say Jamie Foxx choked him out. Allegedly.
Yeah. Ain't nobody got time to be fighting you no 50 years old, man. Leave me alone.
All right, Lil Wayne is back in the studio with Nicki Minaj. Now, we found this out because Lil Wayne was chatting it up, talking about his Green Bay Packers beating the New York Giants. By the way, I saw that they said the New York Giants destroyed the plane.
Allegedly.
It took two hours to clean it afterward because they did so much. The
Giants organization said it wasn't them.
Okay. Well, anyway, here is Lil Wayne.
"Especially athletes can't wait for you to do what you've been gifted to do. Of course, I have a bunch of projects coming out. I have new groups coming out. And you already know I got my key players. I got my Nickies. I got my Drizzy. So we're going to be all right. And we got a pack. I got my Nicki right here."
I saw people making a big deal about that yesterday. Like, "Oh, Nicki's with Wayne. You know she signed to Wayne, right?"
Right. What's the problem? She's making music.
Y'all do realize that, right?
What she's supposed to do. All right. Amber Rose was recently talking about identifying as a bisexual woman. But the question is, would she be down if she could date a guy who was bisexual as well? Here was her response.
"Would you ever date a bisexual guy, Amber?"
"No. I just personally, no judgment. I just wouldn't be comfortable with it. And I don't know why. I just feel that way. I just feel like..."
"Is it a competitive thing that there's another gender that he might..."
Maybe that's it. I like to be with straight guys."
Why is that a story?
You know what? It sounded like she was uncertain on how she should answer it because I guess people were feeling like, well, you're bisexual. Why is it not okay to date a guy who's bisexual?
Why does a woman have to explain why she just wants to date straight guys?
Now, she also explained why she felt that way. She said maybe she's not secure enough to be with a man that likes other men. She said, "Because I would feel like when he's out with his boys, it's just more of a moment."
Or maybe you just got a preference. Everybody got to stop trying to be so ultra PC. You ever heard the saying, "I don't know the secret to happiness, but the secret to unhappiness is trying to please everybody"? That's why people are so unhappy in the world right now, because everybody trying to please everybody. Like, knock it off. Like, you don't got to be so PC. That's your preference, that's your preference.
Yeah, they asked it too. They said, maybe you feel like it would just be too much more competition, because then the whole world is your oyster. All right, Jerry Seinfeld almost didn't get into the White House final party with President Barack Obama. He was on the list. But you know what his real name is?
What?
Jerome.
Oh.
I didn't know that. So apparently he couldn't get in at first because Secret Service had to do this whole clearance thing. He had to wait about 30 minutes before he was allowed.
Jerry Seinfeld's real name is Jerome.
That sounds so crazy.
Jerome Seinfeld is the blackest Jewish name ever in the history of life.
His name is Jerome.
Jerome Seinfeld. Rome.
That's not real. I don't believe that. Somebody has to prove that to me. Jerome Seinfeld.
Secret Service can prove that to you.
That's why he liked Wale so much.
That's
even if you look on his Wikipedia, it says Jerome Allen, and then in quotes, Jerry Seinfeld.
Jerome Seinfeld.
I thought that was funny.
Sound way flyer than Jerry Seinfeld, by the way.
Jerome
Seinfeld.
All right, well, I'm Angela Yee, and that is your rumor report.
All right, thank you, Miss Yee. Shout out to our family at Revolt. We'll see you guys tomorrow. Everybody else, the People's Choice Mix is up next. You want to hear something? At DJ MV. Follow me on that gram, that Twitter. We'll get your joints on for you. Don't go anywhere. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.